Hey everybody, it's Abby here, and I'm here with another interview with a long-term friend of mine, Melissa. We go way back to Maryland days and doing ministry together at Restoration Praise Center, and I had to bring her on here today because I feel like she's phenomenal. She does a lot of different things, which we'll get into in just a moment. But Mel, I want you to introduce yourself. Can you tell people, I mean, I've already said your name, tell them your name, kind of like where you're from, and what it is that you do.
Okay, hi everyone. My name is Melissa Richardson. I'm from originally Jamaica, and then I moved to the States when I was about 13 to New York City. And currently, I am an associate professor of biology at Oakwood University, and I also do a lot of sewing on the side and make some videos on YouTube for my students or whoever wants to see them. And I take lots of pictures of my clothes too.
Amazing, amazing. So if you could just give us a little bit of back history. So you said you're an associate professor at Oakwood. Can you tell us how you even got to this particular point? What made you have interest in biology or wanted to go into the field that you're in today?
So I guess while I answer that question, I'll also clarify what I do there as well. But I was just interested in biology from, you know, when I was little. I'd look at my skin and wonder what's under it and, you know, how I work and what's in my belly and where does the food go and how does it come out and how does it help me to be strong? All of those kinds of things, like what's under my skull, you know? And so I always had that type of curiosity as a child. And so, you know, I learned that that's related to a subject called biology. And so I've always been interested in learning more about biology. So I went to Oakwood for undergrad and as part of the biology, as well as the music program. But my major was biology. And while I was there, I got introduced to research at Johns Hopkins University over 2 summers. And while I was there, I got to learn a lot more about the brain and how light goes through our eyes to our brain to help our bodies keep a timing system called our circadian rhythms. And so that exposure during my undergraduate career led to my graduate school career, where I also went to Johns Hopkins University and studied how light goes through the brain to set these rhythms in our body. And then after I graduated, and this was when I met Abby as well, while I was in Maryland for those 6 years, and we had so much fun together, and we still do. And then after that, that's when I started as an assistant professor at Oakwood. And I'm also a research scientist, so I've continued studying within the same topic, trying to see how light affects us. Now, my research is more on if you disrupt the light environment. So for example, if you have jet lag, which is an example of disrupting the day-night cycle, or if you have a lot of light exposure during the nighttime, how does that affect your mood or your memory? And more recently, I'm also studying the development of like babies in mice and as well as metabolism. So that's what I'm focused on now. And also as a professor, I teach a lot of different subjects in biology, including neuroscience, developmental biology. That one's fun because we do little experiments with sea urchins and chicks and watch them grow and all those types of things in our lab. And I also teach like the freshman students for Gen Bio when they come in. So I get to interact with a lot of students and teach them how to do research and about biology.
See, as you can tell, Melissa is a brain and I love it. I remember you telling me about, you know, your research and things like that. And I was like, jet lag, I need you to fix that because that is rough, especially like now that I live overseas, coming back to the U.S. and then returning is like the hardest thing ever. And it takes me like 2 weeks to get back on track. So that's always been something that I'm always excited to hear more of your discoveries for that. Now, as long as I've known you, You've always had a very creative side as well. Not that biology and stuff like that is not creative, because of course you get to explore so many different things, but you actually do a lot of things like with your hands. Like, I know you play music and you sew and you like to make videos and dance and all of these other things. So how, with your particular career, do you continue to develop and nurture your creative side as your outlet?
A general thing that I have is, I think, my life is short, hopefully not too short, but we have a limited time on earth, all of us, and I think it should be spent doing things that you love to do and things that make you smile and things that make you happy. And I don't think it's just one thing. Like, a lot of times I think growing up kids get the idea of, okay, you gotta pick one career, or adults get that idea and you have to stick to it and do anything else and spend, 85, 90% of your time focused on getting that done. Yes, that works for a lot of people, and sure, if that's what you want to do, that's okay. But I like more than one thing in life, and I think I should do those more than one things. And so, I love biology, and I also love the arts, in different ways. I love sewing, and I started sewing mostly because, well, I'm 5'10", and based on how, like, my clothes to fit, sometimes it's hard to find in the store. And so I started sewing for that reason, and just trying it out. And I mean, I sew like little doll clothes when I was a girl, but when growing up, I just kept trying and trying and trying, and now it's something like I do every year for the last almost 12 years now.
And let me just mention that she doesn't, it's not just things that she does for like a hobby. Clearly you don't sew like girls' clothing or like doll clothing anymore, but and I'll show some different screenshots of the things that you created. But even the piece that you're wearing right now, like, you sewed that yourself.
Got this from my friend, Basira. She got this one. I think she was visiting Ghana or Nigeria, I forgot, sorry. But that's where she got this cloth, and she gave it to me. So yeah, thank you.
So my question is, when I love the fact that you said that you enjoy a lot of things in your life and you feel like you should be able to do them. And I think that's a great point, that we put so many things off, or we wait for a certain time before we can enjoy those things, and you taking the opportunity to do them honestly while we are still here is great. Is there anything outside of just the pure enjoyment and participating in these things that you're doing? Like, do you have a dream to like have a clothing store or anything like that, or just something that you just simply like to do?
So that's another thing too that is important to me, is to make an impact on others. And there are many ways you can do that. You can do that through like inspiring people. You can do that through donating money or time or talent to those around you, or just information that you found like as a researcher. And so, doing these things is not just for me to do it and just for me to smile. It's for me to share. And so, part of my career as a professor is to share information and to help others to make an even bigger impact on the world through science. And when it comes to the sewing, yeah, I started it because I just wanted clothes that fit me right. But it's come to now the point where I'm thinking that, maybe I could try to help others who have similar interests as me to grow. So people who like both the arts, in some way, as well as the sciences, and try to support and inspire people like that. And I'm still crafting what that might look like. But yes, that is something I want to do on like a larger scale, when it comes to like combining my science and my art, just like how I have my seams in science, channels and all. So I'm trying to like make that, like, I guess, more impactful.
And I have to connect you with somebody else I went to high school with, who's actually a doctor as well and sews as well, and it's been doing very well. So I'm going to connect you all on Facebook, because I was just like, oh wow, that was very good. Her name is Kira. So I'll hook you all up. Like, I think that'd be dope. Okay, so the biggest thing that the world has been impacted by COVID so much that I'm not really sure how it impacted you and the way that you teach or the way that you do it. But could you, like, what did you do? What, first of all, what did you do during COVID? Like, how did it affect your you know, teaching career? But then also, what did it, if it gave you opportunity to do anything, like, what did you do to pass the time?
Yeah, so for me, and, you know, I feel kind of bad for saying this, but of course, not really, but kind of. So where I feel kind of bad, COVID was horrible, is horrible. And, you know, a lot of people lost their lives and families and jobs and way of life and all of those things. But for me, actually, I was able to do a lot more with my time during COVID. And that's where I'm like, I had an opposite feeling, you know, compared to that. And so during COVID, when it comes to teaching, there was this like flexible kind of schedule for teaching. So mostly we're not in a classroom as much, you know, teaching online mostly. Days were more flexible. The way instruction was relayed to students was more flexible. So I was able to actually record a lot of my videos ahead of time. And when I met with students, it was more of like a review. I had quizzes based on what I said already in the videos. And so that saved me a lot of like class time of explaining everything because it's on a video. And so I got more time to do other things. But still, the students, I think, actually got more information than they probably normally would get with the new setup that I was able to do. Yes, I think it made my teaching better because I was able to, you know, find new ways to go about it. And I think there are better ways in general. With my time now, I was actually able to do probably 4 times as much research as I normally did. And two papers were published in the fall. I wrote 2 more that I submitted in the spring, and I'm writing one right now. Which is probably whatever times 1, 5 times 1 more than usual. So, you know, that really took off a lot for me. During COVID time, just being able to focus and get a lot more things done that way. And that was mostly during the school year. And so the summer doesn't count because I'm off and I usually just do what I want to anyways in the summer. But during the school year, I really got to do a lot more of that.
That's awesome. This is just a quick one. Honestly, like when we do these things, it's just highlighting different, this like just some of the amazing things that you all get to do. Now, also, as I mentioned earlier to you before we started recording that, so many educators, we do so many great things, but a lot of times we're only viewed through the spectrum of the profession. We're only seen as teacher or coach, if it's me, or professor, doctor for you. And we don't really get to highlight and live out those different things that we do and enjoy. You know, pretty much teachers only get to do what they want during the summertime. And that's even if we get the, you know, by the time we start school started, and we put everything to the side to focus on how we can serve our community, how we can serve our students. So, like I said to you earlier, like, you know, if you can give some tips to anybody, be it an educator, be it a student, be it a normal person who is just looking, I don't even know. Do you have 3 tips that you can give people just in general on, I guess, like maybe how to enjoy more of their life or how to find something that they're interested or passionate about and put it to good use?
Yeah. And so one of my first tip I have, I kind of probably said this already, is that, you know, I have one life to live. You have one life to live. Do what you love to do. This is not the only thing. And yes, we need careers and ways to make a living. Yes. But you should definitely incorporate doing what you love to do. Don't spend all your time slaving away at a job you hate or, you know, just, you know, going through life hoping that in 20, 30 years it will be better. You know, you're here today. Be happy and enjoy today doing something. Even if you have to sacrifice somewhat your time for a career now and it gets better later, hopefully, find some point of the day where you're doing something you love to do. So that's what I say. And another thing, my second tip is try to make a difference in the world. I think just growing up as kids, a lot of times, you're catered to by your parents and everybody around you. But some kids are more outgoing anyways, they're more giving from a young age as well. But I think everyone benefits you as well as others if what you do is trying to help others. It's very rewarding. So whatever you're doing, try to make a difference in the world and the people who are around you. And the third tip I have is don't forget that you are special and that the world needs you. And that, sometimes it's easy to, I think, to think that, oh, somebody else is doing this, or, if I don't do it, everybody will be fine. It's okay. They don't need me anyways, But the way that you think and the way that, how you put your skill set together and how it's presented is special and different and important compared to everybody else's. And so don't diminish those aspects of who you are. Always remember that and try to give as much of you yourself as possible because we need to see it.
Please, please, please share with us the various ways that we can follow you or get in contact with you, be it for, seeing more of your awesome designs or even learning more about the things that you teach at your university. Or if somebody needs some help with some biology, this teach like tips and everything like that, what avenues can we find more information provided by you?
Okay, so there are two main ways. One of them is, well, actually three. Forgot one. it's YouTube, Seems in Science, and that seems as in SEAMS and science. And on there, I have a couple of videos, about my sewing, but mostly it's about the science part. And so I have tips for students who just like how to go about like studying and success type of tips on there, some videos on that. I have a couple of fun videos for those who want a little laugh. And that's mainly what you'll find on there right now, but it's a growing channel, so more seems and science related materials to come in the future. On my Instagram, it's also Seems in Science, and that's where you'll find pictures of my clothes, some of them to come in the near future. And I also have a blog, Seems in Science, if you go look there. And I'm on LinkedIn too, under Melissa E.S. Richardson, if you just want to connect professionally and even see some of my publications there.
Oh yes, thank you for that. Definitely, I can't say that I read it all, but I get the information. You tell me the short and sweet of it all. But I will definitely be linking all of that information in the description to see more. I can't wait to see more of your designs. Or I don't know what you're gonna do if people reach out and say, "Girl, I want that top. Make me one," and things like that.
I do that too, FYI. Last year actually I made, that's what I forgot to say. Last year I made a lot of things for and did a lot of designs for people. I could share some of the fun ones that I did. One person had me like remake the complete top of their dress because it was too small and I remade it to a bigger top. And another person had a pants that was too tight, and like I made it bigger by like inserting some designs on the side. And then of course I made masks and made curtains and all kinds of random things. But yeah, last year was fun for sewing for others too. Almost forgot to do
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, if I haven't told you lately, Melissa, I love you and I'm so proud of you. And I'm thankful that you've come to talk to me. And I can't wait to see you in person when I can get back over there and we can spend some time together. But thank you so much for your time. And I will see you soon, yes?
that. I still owe you a visit.
You come whenever you want. Come whenever you want.
One day. I've been literally thinking about it all the time. One day, I will. Okay.
Thank you all so much for watching this episode with me and my friend Melissa. She's amazing. please go ahead and follow her. Like I said before, if you know of any unicorns, people that you know, if it's you yourself that have a spectacular talent, maybe you're an educator and you do something else. Maybe you just have another profession. People didn't know that you sing or that you do comedy or what have you. I'd love to have a conversation with you. Go ahead and DM me or drop a comment below with more things that you'd like to see and or hear from me. And I will talk to you all soon.